Okay, Sunday night, Vahalacha.
Okay, this Motzei Shabbos is Purim. So, Titus Esther is Thursday. Machzor HaShekel, the minhag of Machzor HaShekel, could really be given the whole month of Adar, and it would be a fulfillment of the minhag. The prime time to give it is before Mincha of Titus Esther, and that's even when Titus Esther is Mukdam, as they call it this year. So that's the best time to give it, before Mincha of Titus Esther. Number one. Okay. Shabbos, if you remember 2 weeks ago, it was Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, and there was a confusion in the Poskim what to do. If you eat past Laila, Ritzei, Yalav Yovo, both, neither, one, the other one. So you have really the same conflict as coming Motzei Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah of the Paskins, that according to all Shittos, even if you eat at night, you only say Ritzei and not Al Hanisin. There's no suffix, no machlekes apoyskim. Al Hanisin, the Hazkora of Al Hanisin is not as heavy, so to speak, as Yalav Yovo. And therefore, for sure, you go Basar Ritzei, you go Basar Tchilos Hasuda, and you only say Ritzei and not Al Hanisin. One further point, and that is very nogay, you have to tell your wives. I assume everyone here should have a time in their minds when it's Motzei Shabbos by them. I know most people I ask, they say, I don't know, I daven Ma'ariv in Shul, whatever Shul they daven in, and after Ma'ariv, I do Malacha. But really, it's Nogeya for a lot of things. Nogeya when Tzeisah Kolchavim is for your wives, it's Nogeya for you when Tzeisah Kolchavim is. I think it's safe to say that 40 minutes is like, for sure, late enough for Motzei Shabbos, unless you keep Rabbeinu Tam and you keep 72, but 40 minutes is a nice number to keep, and you don't have to feel like you're cheating a little. You want to cheat, you do 20 minutes, 25 minutes, but 40 minutes is certainly late for Motzei Shabbos. You're talking about doing Malacha. So let's assume for a moment it's 40 minutes. If someone says, oh, I keep 35, so okay, fine, so you keep 35. So the point is that, you know, I don't know what people are planning to doing. The way the shul structured Motzei Shabbos, we always daven Ma'ariv at 40. And that's Ma'ariv, then, you know, you say Atochen Antonin Shmona Esrei, and you keep a Tosefa Shabbos. It's a very nice thing. I didn't make up the 40 minutes. People yell at me sometimes that we're the latest shul. When I became the Rav in the shul, they already daven Ma'ariv 40 minutes after Shkia Motzei Shabbos. Had nothing to do with that decision. Please, so you should just know that. There's a lot of things being said about me that are not true. And this is one of them. So anyway, let's assume for a moment 40 minutes is your time. So you have to tell your wives, it's no gear. We structured it that we're going to daven Ma'ariv regular time, 40 minutes. Your wives, let's say, they're going to be coming to shul, right? So they should say, they have to say, Baruch HaMavim Ben Kol D'Shachol. This is the halacha I want to present to you. It's very important. Even not for malacha, even for hachana, just to prepare, take out the costumes, or even just, you know, get out the costumes and walk to shul with them. That's a hachana, even if it's not a malacha, there's an eruv here, no inyan of muktzah, let's say, because you're not going to bring, like, anything that explodes or anything, so there's no shayla of muktzah. But you have to say Baruch HaMavdil even for Hachana. So you say Baruch HaMavdil being called the Shvachol, let's say at 40 minutes. So that's plenty of time. We're going to daven Ma'ariv at 40, then we're going to give like another 15 minutes till we start the Megillah, approximately, and there'll be a public Havdalah. So we figured there's no need to run home and make Havdalah for your wives. Before both lanings for the women, there'll be a Havdalah, public Havdalah. Bring your own Besamim as a practical matter. But the Iker, what I want to say tonight, is that they should make sure to say Baruch HaMavdil Kol D'Shachol. I don't know if they do every Motzei Shabbos. If they want to do the dishes before you make Havdalah for them, every Motzei Shabbos, the women should know, and men should too. You know, before you say Atochen Antonu, if you want to do Malacha, even if it's just Hachana, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil Kol D'Shachol, and that triggers the Heter Malacha or the Heter Hachana, and that should be said after whatever Zman you keep as Motzei Shabbos. If it's 30 minutes, fine, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, then you have to say Baruch HaMavdil, and then you could make your Hachanas and do Malacha, and so on.